Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So it's a story of necessity, becoming the mother of entrepreneurship, invention, call it what you will, in the highly regulated transportation industry. In the studio here, Jim O'Grady. Good morning. Did you take the bus in, Jim?
No, I took the subway, John.
Reporter for our Transportation Nation project. Let me bring you up to date on a story that's happening here but has national implications. After years of growth in the so-called shadow intercity discount bus industry that serves casinos in the Northeast, underserved middle-sized urban markets, other cities, the federal government has finally taken a big regulatory step. It shut down the Sky Express bus company following a crash on Tuesday that killed four passengers and injured 50. The bus was on a run from Raleigh, North Carolina to Chinatown in Manhattan. It was the third fatal discount bus crash in the Northeast in as many months. Joining us now, Jim O'Grady, who took the subway into work, not as a matter of safety, right? You aren't scared of buses, right?
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I myself am a regular rider of discount buses to Washington, D.C., for example.
Interesting. And the Feng Hua bus, of course, a famous one that goes to Boston and to Washington. Well, this is a story of safety problems at one company, but also it's a story of oversight problems. I gather, Jim, that this latest accident occurred while Sky Express was appealing a safety ruling.
Because fundamentally, they just had a terrible safety record over the past 2 years. It had dozens of safety violations, some for drivers who worked too many hours or used drugs or alcohol on the job. And it had just about the worst record in the country for driver fatigue and falsifying driving records.
So why is the federal government so late to the table here? Is it because the proliferation of these companies makes it hard to oversee, that there's under resources at the Department of Transportation? What's going on here?
This is an industry that has just sprung up and boomed in the past 5 years. There are now 4,000 of these carriers, these discount carriers, many of them small. They're spread all across the country.
Everything from the Chinatown-style Feng Hua that I referred to, but you also got the Bolt bus, which now serves the Northeast, big orange buses. You got these big blue buses. I can't even remember the name of those, but there's a whole proliferating industry of these discount bus services.
Bolt bus, Megabus. That's an interesting development because these small carriers, they found a gap in the market. They provided an efficient service at a price just about anyone could afford, and they started taking huge business away from the brand name carriers like Greyhound. So now Greyhound and Peter Pan started their own discount service called Bolt Bus. Coach USA started Megabus.
Interesting.
So they're all, even the big boys are getting in on the act.
Talking to Jim O'Grady, who's a WNYC reporter for our Transportation Nation project. Now, you mentioned, and WNYC, of course, is a co-producer of The Takeaway, and let's talk about this gap idea, because in many ways we might be referring to they found a niche, but in fact, they're exploiting a huge underservice gap in the transportation network where urban-to-urban markets aren't served. These buses do what that the transportation system is not doing?
Well, one thing they do is they take people from downtown to downtown. You don't have to have the hassle of getting out to an airport or sort of a major hub in Midtown or something like that.
And that's directly a consequence of the hub airline system that grew up in the 80s and 90s and now has eroded because of the problems in the airline industry. So you simply have no service in certain downtown to downtown markets.
It's true. And this is the gap that they have filled.
There's also the cost issue, right?
The cost issue is tremendous. You know, $10 can get you from New York to Philadelphia, and on Amtrak that can cost you $100. The people who are on Skybus, the bus that crashed in Virginia,
Sky Express.
Yeah, they were going from Charlotte, North Carolina, to New York City for $20.
Yeah.
And there are fuel efficiencies here. I mean, you know, the idea that you can take an enormous number of passengers on a bus at a discount rate uses less fuel. It has all the sorts of green energy issues that would encourage a business like this to develop. But yet the federal government hasn't really encouraged and hasn't really regulated either.
No, they're trying to catch up. I mean, if I spoke to U.S. Senator Charles Schumer from New York last night, and I asked him about this, and here's what he said about that.
This industry is a relatively new industry, and it's not regulated at all. Like many new industries, profitability is about the only value they seek. and safety does not enter into the equation enough.
Well, is that fair of Schumer, though? Because when JetBlue came to upstate New York, he was like, Mr. waving the flag, yay for JetBlue. Now he's calling these people outlaws, in a sense.
Well, yeah, he was overstating it. There are 4,000 of these companies, and many of them are safe. I also spoke to the president of the American Bus Association in the trade industry. He told me a lot of these companies are mom-and-pop operations with only a few buses. Actually, that was not the case for Sky Express. They have 31 buses. They had 31 buses. And DOT says those buses covered 3.6 million miles last year, and that's just one company.
But the fact of the matter is that he's also not correct that they're not regulated at all. In the case of Sky Express, the regulation system worked exactly as it was designed. They went and inspected it. They declared them unsatisfactory. The problem may be in how these regulations are set up.
Yeah. Due process, I guess.
People who analyze this say two things need to happen. The regulations need to get better and quicker. It didn't work exactly textbook in the case of Sky Express. Here's what happened. The U.S. Department of Transportation, they reviewed the company in April. They gave it the lowest rating of unsatisfactory. That's April 12th. And that's enough to shut it down. But then Sky Express has 45 days to appeal, which it does. And DOT basically tells them, okay, we are going to reject your appeal when the clock runs out. And that was last Saturday. Last Saturday, Sky Express should have been out of business, but DOT, for reasons unknown right now, granted them a 10-day extension. They stayed on the road. Their bus flipped. Four people died.
That was the Tuesday accident, of course, occurring in that 45-day window. Does this mean the industry is going to have a crackdown, or is perhaps there going to be a more rational view of how to serve these underserved markets?
Well, there's all kinds of regulations that are being proposed. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood wants companies to do better checks on drivers, wants them to train to a national standard.
We'll probably hear LaHood on this sometime this week. He loves to talk to the media. Well, Jim O'Grady, a WNYC reporter for Transportation Nation Project, talking about a story about bus service that has national implications, the federal government shutting down Sky Express. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, back to the subway for me.
All right, good.
Okay, sure.